This is my 30th year as a city manager, my 37th year of public service, and it really is great to go out and end your public service career with the kind things that the public has said. Fortunately, I've had no negative comments yet. I'm sure there's some people out there that feel we didn't get the job done, but most of the people who have talked to me have been very kind.
Well, it is really retiring with honor. What are your plans for the future?
Well, I'll be 61 when I retire from the city. I'd like to work a few more years, either part-time or full-time. I've been fortunate to be able to work ever since I've been 10 years of age. I think the first job I had was shining shoes. The young people today probably don't remember the shoe shine boys that used to go around with the little box and shine shoes, but that's the first job I had trying to make a little money was shining shoes. So I've always been busy and involved not only in my job, but in Boy Scouts and other community activities in my church. So I'd like to keep busy and because I just, I enjoy playing golf and doing a few other things, but I've got to do something. I think I'd go nuts, you know, sitting around the house all day piddling. So I have been talking to some different organizations. I would like maybe if I could teach part-time or do a little consulting work and help other communities if I could. But we do intend to stay in Decatur. My youngest son, his family lives here, and my oldest son, his family live in Bloomington. So this is home to us.
Yeah.
And we love Decatur, or we wouldn't have been here, stayed here for 16 years.
Well, it's good news that you are going to stay in Decatur. And we hope we'll see you around and that you will be able to contribute in the form of maybe not a regular paid job, or perhaps it might be. But at any rate, we will look forward to your association continued with Decatur. What are your expectations for the city of Decatur for the future?
Well, you know, I think we're seeing things turn around. Decatur went through some difficult times with some of our major manufacturing firms laying people off, a number of them closing down. We've experienced the same thing as other large industrial communities in the last 5 or 6 years. But we're bouncing back. We're seeing some new industries come to town. We're seeing some expansion. We're seeing a lot of commercial development going on. I feel very confident Decatur's going to bounce back. Decatur's been down before, but they've always come back. The economy's going to be different here. The good old days are gone. We're not going to see a lot of smokestack community or smokestack industries. We'll be fortunate to keep the industries we have like Caterpillar and Firestone and Stadies and ADM. They're going to be in business here because they're doing the things that's necessary to make a profit. We're going to see more service industry jobs. Hopefully we can attract more white-collar jobs with companies like Federal Kemper or Insurance Company locating here and maybe some other corporate headquarters. So I expect not only Decatur, but see the whole Midwest bounce back like New England did recently. And New England went through 10 or 20 years of difficult times when their industry shut down, and now they're bouncing back. And I see the Midwest doing the same thing. And Decatur's in good shape to progress because our infrastructure, the buzzword today for public improvements, it's going to be in great shape. We're going to be in position not only to take care of our citizens, but our industry and any new industry. With all the construction being done by the Sanitary District, over $120 million, the new law enforcement building, the Richmond Community College building, all the street construction underway, the Staley Viaduct, this community is going to be in great shape to take care of the public and growth in the future.
Well, you make it sound very exciting, and I hope your predictions come true.
Thank you.
Best wishes on your coming retirement, Mr. Allen, and thank you very much for sharing your experiences with us.
Thank you. It's been very enjoyable.
Good. You have been listening to the reminiscences of Mr. Leslie Allen, City Manager for the City of Decatur. And this is Betty Turnell speaking for the Decatur Public Library. We are recording in the Public Library on May 3rd, 1988.